Today is Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Play Monopoly Day. It's also National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Again, so specific. National Carbonated Beverage that's green and has a lot of caffeine. It's Mountain Dew Day! I drink a lot of Mountain Dew. We already know this. I drink a lot of Mountain Dew and I have a Diet Mountain Dew, right? Diet. Always diet. But I have a Mountain Dew right here. I'll just take a sip. Even though, well, technically, since this is being listened to on Tuesday, I am celebrating. But I guarantee you on Tuesday I will be celebrating National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. I don't even know if they make caffeine-free versions of a lot of... There was a period of time where they started making caffeine-free versions of everything. And it, I know it hasn't completely gone away, but there are definitely beverages that had caffeine-free versions that either no longer have caffeine-free versions or they don't stock them regularly in my local grocery store, because I don't recall seeing caffeine-free anything. They used to have caffeine-free Coke, caffeine-free Mountain Dew. They had... But I think people just were like, no, man, I want the caffeine. All right, well, we have at least one piece of contact. Oh. Someone sent me a link. Should I click the link? Aussie Battler sent me a link to bluesky.bsky.app. I think that's Blue Sky. I'm not on Blue Sky, Scotty. I don't know. I'll think about that, but I am not doing social media at the moment. But anyway, Scotty, little Aussie Battler, sent me a text message just with a link to his profile on Blue Sky, which I am not a member of at the moment. So if I join, I will. But you know what? While I'm here, that phone number for you, I do not have in my phone number spreadsheet. So I will just go ahead and add that right now. Although, of course, it's not coming up, even though... I like to just start typing things in, you know, in a list in the browser window. And then, I don't know. Anyway, I'm adding you right now. There you go. You are now officially in the sheet. Sometimes I'm lazy and I don't add these. So, and then later I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't add that. All right, we have another piece of contact from Big Fatty, who does a little show at bigfattyonline.com. And I'll go ahead and read that right now. Hello, lovey. That is a copyright anti-Scott. But anyway. Hello, lovey. I just wanted to call and let you know that I don't listen, but I heard that you were going to make a mechanical thing to transcribe the little show so people could read them. And then I thought, well, the Apple Snacks tunes already does that. In fact, here is the full transcript of your little show from Monday. All I did was copy and paste. Thank you for calling. So I didn't specifically know that Apple Podcast does that, but I will say, I'm not surprised, and I'm sure there are a lot of services that do it, and YouTube does it when you upload things to YouTube. I think possibly there may even be plugins that I can get for WordPress that do it. So it's not, I'm aware that there are services that do it. This is not why I do things. First of all, yes, it's available in services, but I don't want it in the service. So I don't want to have to go to Apple after my podcast episode uploads and copy paste the transcript from Apple into some text file and then do whatever I want with it. I want an automated thing that every time I create a new podcast file, it automatically transcribes it and adds who's speaking, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not for the listeners. I suppose I could, depending on how good it is. The problem is a lot of these transcriptions, and maybe the Apple one is super good, but the problem is transcriptions, even from the big companies like Google and YouTube and stuff like that, they're not perfect. So if you really wanted to use the transcription as something that listeners could use, you almost need to pay a service to go and transcribe your audio. But what I wanted to use it for is I specifically wanted to have a knowledge base of everything that I've talked about, hopefully in ChatGPT, so that I could just say, hey, did I ever talk about National Turkey Semen Day? You know, or whatever. And it would, I wonder how it will transcribe that. And it would just automatically transcribe it and add the file somewhere on my computer, upload it somewhere, whatever. Now, for right now, if I want ChatGPT to, air quotes, remember that, I will have to manually upload the text file to ChatGPT. So there is a manual step, which pains me because I don't want there to be any manual steps at all. But right now, until I figure out a way to automate that, or until ChatGPT adds the functionality where when you call their API, it has persistent memory. If it does that, then if they ever add that persistent memory to the API calls, then I can automate the whole thing and then just say, hey, Sarah, or whatever. I haven't even named ChatGPT. I know Joe Batance named his ChatGPT as Diego, I think. But also, I just enjoy automating things. And so I'm always, regardless of whether I use it or not, just wiring things together to do cool stuff is fun to me. And so I get enjoyment out of tinkering. It's you know, guys, straight guys, I'm sure there are gay guys as well, but you know, straight guys who go out and tinker with their car, even though maybe there's nothing wrong with it, but they want to, you know, whatever the case may be. Auntie Scott builds little miniatures. I automate things. So it's not, and it's just for my personal. And yes, I know those things exist. I know services exist. I know it's there. They don't quite meet my exact use case, A. And B, it's fun to automate stuff. I enjoy it. So, and why not ignore my React training and do a Python script instead? Maybe I'll build a React website that Daniel and I can use to access those transcriptions or something. I don't know. I'll do some. I am thinking about building something better for our voicemails so that we can mark them as played and do some other things. And so maybe that's somewhere where I can use my newly found React skills. I did start fixing the script for the voicemails last night. So my hope is that tonight I can finish fixing that, and then hopefully the voicemails will be saved and routed appropriately going forward. I was just procrastinating on that one because I had moved on to bigger and better things, you see. But I do appreciate the email. I always wonder, how do people decide how they're going to contact me? Because I think Fatty has texted me. He has called, and he has emailed. And so I wonder, what is the deciding factor? Is it, oh, I'm on the toilet, I don't want to call, but then why not text? Why open up a, maybe it was because of the copy-paste? maybe because of copy pasting from Apple, you wanted to, that makes the most sense. So yes, it was because you were copy pasting. I've figured it out. But anyway, I wonder that people who use different methods of communique to get in touch with me, I always wonder, how did they decide what they were going to do this particular day? So I know we were talking about the weekend. Mark and I went to Denver. So we got up, I know I told you guys I fell asleep in my chair and didn't wake up until 4 a.m. and then I went to bed and got up around, I don't know, 9:30. And I was pretty much, I just took a backpack because we were, and I really enjoyed, Mark was super tired, but I really enjoyed the one night trip. I think it's something I want to do again, where we just fly on a Saturday, take a direct flight, fly back on Sunday, eat at a nice restaurant, maybe go to a show somewhere, and then come up. We could, you know, that's cool. It's cool that we could do that. But we went to Meow Wolf, which is a... So we got there, no problems with the flight to Denver. We got there, I got my rental car using the app, so I didn't have to talk to anyone. Mark thinks I just wanted to show off to him because a lot of times we do Uber, but I was like, I'm a President's Club member with Avis. I've got to use it. And it was cheap. So got the rental car, went to the hotel, and then we went to Meow Wolf, which is an interactive art exhibit. I'm going to talk about that on the mix this week. We are having a mix this week, so be prepared. And then we came back to the room, rested, and then we went to our restaurant. And I'm out of time again. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.